Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with J.C. West with the Indianola Public Library about their upcoming trivia fundraiser night. Indianola Public Library having a trivia night coming up. Tell us a little bit about this year's event.
Yeah, so we are really excited to be able to offer our Friends of the Library Trivia Night again after a little hiatus. We're really excited to open it up. This is my first year doing it, and it's a really big fundraiser for the library, so we're really looking forward to it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the plans for this year's event, what it will all look like. There's some partners along with that, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but just what people can expect from this year's event.
Yeah, so we're going back to our roots with it. We'll have the trivia event is the main thing, but we'll also have a cash bar, a 50-50 raffle. We'll all get together. That'll be on Saturday, February 26th. Doors will open at 6 and trivia starts at 7, so there'll be some mingling time. It'll be really fun. I've heard that it's been a great event. We're looking forward to using Skyview Winery as the venue. We were at Annalise before, and we're excited to see how it's progressed.
All right, well, obviously put on by the Friends of the Public Library as well. Tell us about that partnership and what they mean to the library and how they help the library put on events like these.
Yeah, so the Friends of the Public Library are helping us with all the logistics. They're the big pushing force behind Trivia Night. We're really grateful for them. They actually fund the entirety of our summer reading program here. So all those fun kids events, the adult crafting that we do, all the teens hangouts during the summer are very much supported by the Friends, and this is one of their big ways to show that support.
Well, speaking of, and you might have already answered this kind of, but these funds go to support the summer reading program along with a lot of other things. Talk about how much that helps the library and helps you serve the community.
Yeah, so the Friends are one of our biggest ways that we can provide all the services we do. Not only do they help with the summer, they also support us with those subscription boxes that everybody loves every month. I don't know if anyone listening has had some, but they help with those. They help with the high school book club. There's so many things that they do for us. They support us on different projects we need, updates around the library, and they're just really super supportive of us, and we're really excited to have them help us out.
Tell us a little bit about how I can participate. What do I need to do to participate in trivia? Is it in teams? What do I need to know beforehand?
Yeah, so when you're coming to trivia, we do require registration. That is going to be online on our website on the Friends tab, or we have paper forms here at the library. When you register, you'll preferably have a full table of 8. That's our team size. But I do have a singles and small group table that is filling up. So if you're interested in that, don't be shy to register and I'll try to fit you in there. For each person, it is $20. That's $160 for a full table.
All right, perfect. So any topics is it going to be on, or is it just general trivia and I'm expected to know everything? And don't get me wrong, I do know everything, but is there a theme or anything this year?
We do not have a theme. We're actually going with a new trivia company this year. They run everything for us. Thankfully, it's very streamlined. I have no idea any topics, so I cannot give anyone a heads up or any advantage. So.
All right, well, I'll just watch Jeopardy a lot beforehand. Your first event, what are you looking forward to once people sign up as well?
Getting together, really. We haven't had a huge, huge, huge event in a while since I've been here, especially with some of the adults in the community. That's who I help out with programs. I'm looking forward to meeting more people in the community, getting to know our friends group better, even those who aren't on the board, those who just have the annual kind of benefits with us. I'm looking forward to meeting more of those friends and kind of getting to know everyone.
All right, one final time. How could people register? When is it? Where is it? Or what you want people to know?
Yeah, so again, it is Saturday, February 26th. We'll have doors open at 6, trivia at 7 at Skyview Winery. We will have you, if you can, register on our website, or we'll have paper forms here. And I'm really looking forward to everyone showing their support and just having a great time.
Thanks to J.C. West for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.